cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. Is the Lamb. We fall down, sing with me. We lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of His mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. Is the Lamb.
Would you open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 22? We started our time together in this season of preparation. Back in Matthew 24, then we went to Matthew 23, Matthew 22. It's Palm Sunday today. That means 1 week from today, we started Matthew 24, 23, 22. Let's go back to 21. 1 week from today will be Easter Sunday. And the church is never going to be the same. There are still loose ends that need to be tied up. You notice the panels on the sides of your sanctuary wall. They need to go up. And those are to help to make the sound better. We've got some work to do yet. I'm going to be here 7 days. I'm not going to take any time off this week. 7 days of dedication. The men will be gathering for a continental breakfast next Saturday morning, and then they're going to be working. Lou has plans to get that sunrise service in shape. Staircase going up the hill, just out this door and up that hill with some railroad ties. Is it going to happen? I don't know. But everything happens first with an idea, then somebody talking to somebody else, and then somebody ringing a bell, somebody blowing a whistle, somebody carrying a clipboard. Something happens when there's a leader raised up, when a leader has a vision and starts to speak forth that vision. Oh, and how wonderful it is when that leader is yielded to the power of the Holy Spirit. When that leadership isn't just of human origin, of a man's will, but rather the leadership of the Holy Spirit by faith, given as a gift, and received with grace. How wonderful it is when a leader is raised up. How wonderful it was, Matthew 21, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." I feel like singing right now. Did you ever have a singing preacher? Did you ever know a preaching singer? Well, I've known a few. They get up to sing their song. They preach a sermon about what the song means to them. Well, you know what? That's what God wants in His church. He wants us to teach and admonish one another with all psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. The Word of Christ dwelling in us richly. If we sing, "We fall down with a dark ground at the feet of a..." What was that word? "His mercy of a something and all of..." That's not even honoring God with our lips, let alone our hearts. We've got to know this word, and we've got to write songs that come from God's Word. And if there is a good song out there somewhere that's been inspired by God's Word, then we need to make that song known. Whether it be an old song, a new song, or a kind of old song, or a kind of new song, doesn't matter if it takes us to God's Word. And we cry, holy, 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 and we cry. Where does that come from? And where does it come from in the Word? Somebody give me a word. And we cry, where in Revelation? I think Revelation chapter 5 might be a good place to start. I think Isaiah chapter 6 might be a good place to start. Oh, hallelujah. I think Ezekiel is a good place to start. I think Jeremiah is a good place to start. Even Leviticus. Be ye holy because I am holy. There is none holy but God. And this is the only place where we learn about holiness is at the church. The church could be this room, but it might not be this room. This room might be a den of thieves, if we're not careful. This room might be just a house of merchandising, if we're not careful. Jesus needed a donkey, didn't he? And so he said, this is what I need. He told two of his disciples, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him what? If anyone says anything to you, what are you doing with that donkey? What are you doing with that colt? What are you supposed to tell them? The Lord needs them. Hallelujah. Oh, that makes me feel like singing. Does God need anything that man can give? Mm-mm. God owns it all in the first place. But if the Lord needs something, we ought to ask Him, where do you want us to get it? Let me get the instructions again. Now I'm supposed to go with my buddy here. The two of us are supposed to go find this donkey with a colt. And we're supposed to just untie them and bring them. And if anybody says, if the California Highway Patrol pulls you over, hey, where are you going with that donkey and that colt? You tell them the Lord needs them. Oh, who's got the higher authority? California Highway Patrol or Jesus? I asked a question a while back that kind of stirred up some people. Grandma, I asked this question. How many of you have ever forged your parents' signature? Now, I'm not going to name names. But there was a little buzz over in the Rosenau corner. You know, just the family members. And there was just a buzz. I don't know why they were buzzing. But I ask you, how many of you ever forged somebody's signature? Yeah, you know what? When you forge somebody's name, you're taking their character, their name, and you're misusing it. And it's one of God's commandments about His name. You shall not misuse my name. You shall not use my name in an empty manner, in an unworthy manner. You're not supposed to preach in my name if I haven't given you authority to preach in my name. You're not able to pray in my name if you don't have authority given to you to pray in my name. These two disciples had authority. Now, if they were just to say, you know, I've been thinking, and I think the Lord needs those. And it goes from thinking the Lord needs them to going and untying them and walking along. And if somebody says, hey, where are you going with those? And you say, well, the Lord's told me. You see how it shifted from I've been thinking to the Lord told me? Hey, you know what? Don't tell me that the Lord told you something if you're not sure that the Lord told you. And that ought to be tested. In the multitude of counselors, two or more gathering together in the name of Jesus helps us to test all things. As we go through God's Word, because there is no one perfect, no, not one. There is no perfect interpreter of God's Word. Though we all have the Holy Spirit, we need each other. There's no church that can say to any other gathering, I have no need of you. Don't be surprised if some Sunday morning you come to church And there's some picketers out front. Don't be surprised. Because your pastor has a big mouth. And there are some people that look for publicity. And they gather around the name and character of somebody with notoriety. And want to ride on their bandwagon. Or ride against their bandwagon. Pro or con, it doesn't really matter. Just in Auburn a year ago, a church was being launched, and there was a group picketing the launching of a church, saying they're using marketplace techniques, and that's not right. You know, something wrong with that picture. You're picketing, holding up signs, condemning a group of Christians for using worldly tactics. You know what we're going to do? If we're ever picketed by anybody, whether they say they're Christians or they say they're atheists, what we're going to do, we're going to be kind to them. We're going to smile to them. We're going to come on into the house of the Lord. We're going to welcome them to come on into the house of the Lord. But we're not going to argue. We're not going to debate. We're not going to get mad. Because the Lord has revealed to his church that these things can happen to you. So don't get all shaken about it. As your coach, I declare unto you this day that the bell shall tweaketh the whistles, as the whistles ringeth the bells. The movers shall emaileth the shakers, as the shakers rattleth this box with one simple question. Father, what will thy spirit reveal of the treasures wrapped up for us in Christ Jesus? The coach and all his assistants shall tiptoeth around in the early mornings of preparation. And they shall sneaketh a peek. They shall smile, knowing that day 8 is going to be great. Thus saith the coach. Test and see if these things come to pass. Matthew 21, verse 4. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that follow shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now that's a shouting church. It's an outdoor church with perfect acoustics. It's a shouting church. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Jesus entered the temple area and drove out all who were buying and selling there. Jesus entered the temple area, not the Holy of Holies. He entered the temple area. We might wonder, what is the equivalent in this place? What is the equivalent in the property of Bell Road, but what is equivalent to the temple of God these days anyway? I just want you to ask yourself that question, and if you're going, huh? Then I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, you better get into the Word. You ought to be able to give us a New Testament description of what is the temple of God, or here's a clue, who is the temple? Jesus enters the temple area and drives out all who are buying and selling there. He overturns the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. And he quotes from Jeremiah 7:11. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. My house. Jesus didn't really have a place to lay his head, did he? He didn't build himself a palace. He's the king, but he didn't build a palace like David had, Solomon in all his splendor. Jesus went over to Mary and Martha's house and camped out with them. Lazarus had friends in different places, camping out. And yet he says, this is my house. It is written, he said to them, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you're making a den of robbers. And that's why he has full authority to do what he's doing, throwing over tables and driving people out. It's called the prophetic edge. And we don't like it. Nice people don't like the prophetic edge. We might go on the periphery of a John the Baptist hanging out in his camel skin and his leather strap and his locust and honey diet and his old long scraggly hair. But I don't know if our pulpit search committee would call him. There's a song from the early 70s, I believe. It went like this. In the sign said, long hair freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine upstanding young man. I think you'll do. So I took off my hat and said, imagine that. Me working for you. Signs, signs everywhere, signs. Something, 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 right? Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the signs? Do this, don't do that. It's funny what we'll allow in the house of God when it's our idea. And it's funny what we'll get mad at when God sends one of his ambassadors to throw over a table or to drive something out. I think we need to be very careful in this matter of authority. We need to get into God's Word. We need to know God's Word. I don't want you to just listen to me. Just listen to me. I hope that you'll take the stuff that I feed you week by week, day by day, and you chew on it. And then you come back to the table with something you've cooked up in the power of the Holy Spirit based on the flavor of the piece of meat I passed your way. Jesus said, the blind and the lame... I'm sorry, the word says the blind and the lame came to him at the temple and he healed them. See, he cleansed the temple for his work. Too much marketplace, not enough healing. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did and the children, everybody say children. When the Pharisees, well, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple area, Hosanna to the Son of David! Does that sound like a shout to you? Does it bother you when the pastor starts shouting? It might. And you know what? I'm sorry. But if the word calls for it, I'm going to do it. The children were doing what? Hosanna, and Hosanna to the Son of David. Doesn't say that, does it? Said the children were what? Now, do you got a King James? In the King James, maybe it says shouteth. I think it says the same thing. And sometimes NIV says, shout for joy to the Lord. And the King James says, make a joyful noise. The children were noisy. Hosanna to the Son of David. And look what the leaders, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, how they responded to this shouting. They were indignant. "Do you hear what these children are saying?" they asked him. "Yes," replied Jesus. "Have you never read, from the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise?" I think another version says, "You have perfected praise." I don't think there's anything more perfect than that little guy named Anthony, brought in from the outside, maybe once a stranger, maybe once without a family, brought in and loved on, adopted into the hearts of a household and a greater household called Bell Road Baptist Church. I don't think I've ever heard as perfect praise as I heard this morning come from that little boy. Oh, we all know that Renee's gifted as a singer, but boy, I discovered something today, didn't you? I discovered a kid I want to keep my eye on. Yeah, I want to keep my ear on him. I want to stay tuned. What is God going to do with our little children as we allow them opportunity to perfect praise? Isn't that wonderful? The word perfect being used as a verb, something that you do. You practice walking, and you can perfect walking. Walk the talk, talk the walk, perfect a walk of praise. Perfect a walk of worship. Not something you do in a box with four walls and a ceiling and a floor. Something you do 7 days a week. Men and women, boys and girls of integrity. This is the last day. We're going to have the Last Supper today for Bell Road Baptist Church. It will never be as it has been from this week on. We're going to share the Last Supper. We're going to talk about the coaches, the team leaders, the bells and the whistles and the movers and the shakers, those elephant bell people. Their captain decided to give them a new name, movers, since they had an alliance with the shakers. I think that's a pretty good idea, don't you? Where is that guy? What's this you have on your t-shirt here?
This is the official Movers and Shakers t-shirt. We have a wonderful elephant here. We're still sticking with the elephant, but he's pushing down the gates of hell. And that's what we're all going to be doing here. Hey, we have a couple of things that we would like you guys to do. If you have not received yet your business cards, you are all now employees of Bell Road Baptist Church. And we have business cards for each and every person here. If you have not received them yet, I will be out in the lobby after the service at the 301 sign-up table. I invite you to sign up for 301, the SHAPE class, too, also, and pick up your business cards from April. And I just want everybody to give April and Scott a big hand. They put a lot of hard work into it. We're also going to have available for the church bags and t-shirts for everybody who wants them, magnets to go on refrigerators. But the thing with these business cards is they're not for people who go here. You don't give them to people that go here. They don't have yet your own personal phone number on them or anything like that. Round two of these cards, you can do that. We'll put your email address, your phone number on them. But we're going to be handing these to people in the community. This is an invite to come to church. And it's an easy way of doing it. If you've ever been scared to invite somebody to church or talk to somebody about our Lord Jesus Christ, this is a way to do it that you can just hand somebody a card and say, "Here, this is where I go to church. This is where I have ownership in a church. This is where I serve. And I'm proud to have my name on these business cards, and I'm proud to serve at Bell Road Baptist Church."
Thank That's the mover. The shaker. April, you want to come on up, April? The shaker that joined an alliance. This is the last day that we're going to really be talking about spiritual isometrics, about spiritual scrimmage on a Sunday morning. I don't want Jesus to come in here ever and feel like he's got to drive Bob Knapp out of here. You get that jersey and that t-shirt and those business cards out of here. No, I want Jesus to go, hey, Bob, thumbs up. You know what? Because they resourced me, the shaker here, April Cameron, resourced me with these business cards with my name. I didn't ask her to do this. This was the alliance, the movers and the shakers alliance working together, spiritual isometrics. And they've got a card that says pastor. No, it doesn't say pastor. It says Robert Patterson, head coach. And there's a picture of our cross and a 360-degree satellite dish and a radio microphone, and the little thing says 24/7. And our new email address, agreatchurch@gmail.com. I went to a bakery today, well, Pack and Save, to get a loaf of bread. I'm standing there in my white shirt and my black tie in the bread aisle. And this lady comes down the aisle and she says, are you the bread man? Now, she was a Pack and Save girl. I could tell by her badge. And I go, no, I'm not the bread man. But she said, well, and I wanted some help because all I could find was sliced bread. And I wanted one loaf. And so I asked her for some assistance. And she took me over to another place and gave me this assistance. She gave me great service. And you know what I did? I just pulled over into my... she said, oh, you're going to have a tasty meal or something. I said, well, we're going to have the Lord's Supper. I said, have you ever seen that? And she says, well, not since I went to Mass. It was a long time ago. And I started just a friendly little conversation with her. She's heading to the back room, and I pulled my card out. And I said, well, I'm pastor at church just down the street. I said, you know, did you know that next Sunday is Easter? We had the most pleasant conversation, Shirley and me. Thank you, shakers. Thank you, movers. All right, you can just go ahead and have a seat there, Mama. If I want him to stay up here, where's Robin at? Robin Ouellette. Oh, come on, Robin. Robin asked me last week, can I put a great big football in our reception area? I mean, a huge inflatable football. And I'm going, why do people ask me questions like this? Or trying to get a little class around the joint, you know? I mean, Ann and Thelma, you know, they're working on the beautiful flower display. And then she's talking about plastic inflatable football. Well, but why?
To promote VBS.
Now, would Jesus be pleased with somebody promoting VBS months before it's going to happen?
I would hope so, yes.
So what is the VBS theme?
It is Game Day Central.
And do I get to be involved in VBS this year? And if so, what role will I play?
Yes, you are going to head up the worship rallies.
Do I get a jersey like that?
And a t-shirt. Actually, Bob's borrowing your stuff.
Bob's wearing my shirt. Suck in the gut there, young man. Okay. We'll both work on getting that thing to fit. Yeah, I'm going to be called the coach.
Head coach.
The head coach. Now, isn't that something? So we'll just go ahead and put that hat there, and you can save that stuff for me, Bob. So next Sunday, when all this kind of silliness is over, and we get back to where it just looks like a church, you know, and we're not talking bells and whistles and all that stuff, we are going to be still a fun place for children. And we're going to be encouraging parents to bring their kids to a church that has a plan in place for Vacation Bible School. Am I right?
You are right.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm glad we agree. God bless you. Robin Ouellette, Bob Knapp, Movers and the Shakers, and Vacation Bible School. My time is quickly slipping from me, but I really want to see the person that belongs to this and the person who leads her team this way. two PKs. Tell us what you have planned.
We got a rock and we got a cross. Did anybody notice it? We're working on our classroom. We're working on women's ministry. We're doing a lot of things.
All right. But now, bells and whistles. The movers and shakers, they have a web page already. What are you going to do about that?
I'm computer illiterate.
Well, don't you have any people on your team that know their way around a computer?
Sure we do.
Marcy does. If you're on a bell and whistle and you know how to do a web page. Well, you see, I told you should pick some younger people. You, hold on.
I did. I got Will, and I had Patrice, and she got kidnapped, but she kind of crossed over this week. And, yeah, she kind of defected and came over and helped us in the classroom, and we're so glad she did.
Well, that's all right. Well, you know what we're going to do with these web pages? We're going to have links to them from thebellrow.org. And instead of anybody having to call Emma and say, hey, Emma, will you put this in here? You just call a mover or a shaker or a bell or a whistle or team kid or Stephanie's got a website for the young adults. All these pages are going to be there. Youth, Brandon's got a web page already up, and we're just going to link to them. And so there's going to be plenty of new material, either weekly or daily, that people will be able to find us, and we're going to be able to find each other. All right, well, thank you, bells and whistles. You can go ahead and be seated. But you know what I noticed? Both of you have your breath fresheners. And there's a couple people that missed out last week. I want our leaders to have the freshest breath in town. No, you can stay here. I'll see what yours look like, because I'm going to bring some deacons up. Deacon David Browning, I'd like to present you with yours. Deacon Wolfgang Rosenau. And Deacon Mike Hodges, where are you, sir? He's got his in his pocket. Have you used it today? Come on up here. Come on up, sir. Okay, now you don't take them apart. Let me just demonstrate. I'll demonstrate on myself, okay? You can get these pretty much at fine stores all over Auburn. Yeah, supposed to prime it. You can fix it, sir. Try yours out there. You get it? Why don't you do a couple more there, Mike? Okay. Actually, Mike, we're going to color code. I'm going to give you a deacon one. Okay, the different colors, all right? All right. Yes. Yours is a dud? I'll fix it. I'll give you this for now, okay? Why don't you go ahead and give yourself a squirt there? There you go. All right, very good. Okay, you men can go ahead and be seated. And ladies, you can have a seat. I got to bring up somebody else. You know, I told you I was going to start wrapping it up about 11:15. Punk Rock Lisa, will you come up and just hold my microphone just for a second? This is Punk Rock Lisa, friend of ours, and that's an interesting little outfit you got on today. Hold this for me just for a second.
Okay? Hi, everybody. Hi. I'm from Berkeley in Walnut Creek, but I've been living in Auburn most of my life, on and off.
Okay, this is the clock. It says 11:20. Boy, this is one of those newfangled ones. This is one of those newfangled ones. The one in Galt, I could just move it back with a little button, but I can't do that here. So I'll tell you what we're going to do next. Go ahead. You can be seated now. Thank you, dear. Sharon Cole, where are you? Come on up, Sharon. Sharon is the, she's the chancellor for Bell Road University. Now, this is never going to happen again, okay? This is because this is us. If you're a visitor with us today, I want to warn you. Next week, it's just going to just be like a Sunday morning church. Because all this stuff is the kind of stuff that's going to happen underground. We're going to go underground during these 7 days. What you have here, dear?
Well, I have several classes that you are going to be able to take in Bell Road University. And you're going to be given some credit for it. And we have some wonderful teachers. And the clipboards are for you to sign up for these classes. Are you going to, we want to introduce
them. Yeah, let's bring the teachers up. First of all, I'm going to be teaching the guitar circle. Brandon, I want you to come and take this clipboard for me. we're going to dismiss briefly. We've heard God's word. We know that Holy Week is coming up. Brandon, if you are going to partake of the Lord's Supper today, I'd like you to take it early. Be up there toward the front of the line along with the seniors toward the front. And then I want you out in the reception area or out in the front courtyard signing up anybody that wants to be part of the guitar circle. You'll see in your bulletin it's Wednesdays and Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. Who do we have next?
Love Languages with Kurt and Jean.
Kurt and Jeannie. Jeannie, will you come on up here? This is going to be on Wednesday nights. Sunday nights, 6 p.m., starting on April 15th. That's a good time to start it. And so, likewise, dear, if you'll take your Lord's Supper early, along with the seniors, okay, and then be out in the courtyard. And then we have Tim Ouellette is going to be teaching Ministry 331, Hebrews, A Way of Life. And that's going to be Sunday evening, 6 to 7, a 12-week course, in-depth. If you don't want in-depth and work hard, join Jeannie and Kurt's class. There's going to be easy. But this guy's going to work you hard on Sunday nights for 12 weeks, okay? Likewise, watch out there. And then who do we have next?
Bob Knapp is going to assist our pastor in discovering your shape, S-H-A-P-E, with a dot after each one.
Discovering your shape for ministry on Sunday nights from 6 to 7. And this also will be a 6-week, but it's a 300 level. There'll be some homework involved in that. There'll be some testing and that kind of thing going on with that. And Bob will be out there signing up on our behalf.
And we have Jack Calder, who's going to do Experiencing God on Wednesday evening.
And that's 12 weeks. That's a tough one. Workbook required, daily assignments. Reading and writing assignments. It's a tough one, but he looks like a pretty fun teacher, doesn't he? And what night is that going to be, Jack?
Wednesday.
Wednesday nights from when to when?
6 to 7:30.
And that'll be for 12 weeks.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Jack. Be out there ready with them. And then who do we have next?
We have Fasting and Prayer, Spiritual Formation. Is that what that says?
Yeah.
By our pastor on Wednesday evenings.
All right. Doesn't that sound fun? Fasting and Prayer. And that'll be 6 to 7. On Wednesday nights, you don't have to fast, but we're going to be teaching fasting, and I'll be doing some fasting as a leader. If you'd like to be part of that, you see me and just tell me, Pastor, I'd like to be part of that Wednesday night fasting and prayer. Do we have anything else?
Yes, we have mine. The most important, no, I'm kidding. The 40 Days of Purpose, the Purpose-Driven Life. I thoroughly enjoyed that one when I went through it, and if you have not had the opportunity to do that, we're going to be going through the video and the book, and it's going to be on Wednesday evenings from 6 to 7. I'm really not going to be teaching. I'm going to be facilitating, but I would love to have you there.
All right, and then, dear Chancellor, I just got a little cue that Dalyn Rosenau's course, we didn't get out a clipboard for it, did we? Well, it was in the bulletin. Are you one of those people that don't read your bulletin?
It was last week's bulletin, right?
Okay. Well, anyway, there's a class, and it also is going to be a 12-week intensive. Look inside your bulletin. You'll see all the classes, what night they're going to be, what time it's going to be. We'd like you to sign up this week because next Sunday is going to be Easter. And in the bulletin next Sunday, it'll say how many people are enrolled in what courses. And what we're going to try to do is when people come in for Easter Sunday because they've seen our advertisement, because they've come to our sunrise service, because they saw the newspaper article, which, by the way, I brought 100 copies here. If you'll take a few with you and just have them with you, you can share these with people and say, this is the new pastor of our church. And, you know, God's doing something down at Bell Road. Share that article with them. When they come next week, we'll be all signed up. That's why we won't need any of this silly stuff. This is inside talk. This is family talk. In the household of God, the local church. We will assign this kind of thing in the future to town hall meetings, probably once a quarter, where we'll get together like this, not expecting to put visitors through it, but people that already are on the team or people that want to play, people that want to work. The motto is work smarter and work harder. We're going to work hard, but we're going to play hard. We are going to have a good time serving the Lord. I told you I'm going to be here for 7 days straight. Today's April 1st. It's not April Fool's Day, a day for us to joke around. Since it's the first day of the week, and April 1st, it's a day for us to consider the foolishness of the cross. And I'm going to ask you, if you would, to read Genesis 1 through 3 today. Before the day is over, I'll be online and I'll put up a whole teaching that I have written today about Genesis 1 through 3. Tomorrow, I'll be in Exodus chapters 19 and 20 on the second day. On April 3rd, I'll be in Leviticus. On day 4, I'll be in Numbers. On day 5, I'll be in Deuteronomy. Why? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, that's the law. And then on day 6, I'll be in Amos and Hosea, prophets to the northern kingdom before God brought judgment. And on day 7, next Saturday, online, I'll be in Ezekiel and Isaiah, prophets to the southern kingdom. We are going to study for 7 days the law and the prophets, keeping in mind that our message as New Testament believers is that Jesus came to hammer on the law misused, to hammer on legalism, and to hang everything we do on love. All the law and the prophets are hung on the cross. The same word. The law and the prophets hang on that vertical relationship. Everybody say vertical relationship. That's your relationship between you and God. And it makes the sign of the cross. When you have your relationship right with God, you love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and all your strength, then you can have that horizontal relationship with other people. That's the other part of the cross, vertical and horizontal. You love Him because He loves you. You have relationship with Him. You minister one to another in the body of Christ horizontally, and you minister to the lost. You minister to the strayed. You minister to the sick. You minister to the imprisoned. You minister to the stranger. The reason God brought judgment on the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom is because they had forgotten the spirit of the law. They were being cruel and unjust. We're going to hear the full gospel in this church. We're not going to shy away from the Old Testament. We're going to study the Old Testament in light of Jesus and what He did for us. Kurt is going to come forward this time. We're going to sing a song. I have decided to follow Jesus. Before Kurt sings that song, I'm going to wash my hands. Kathy, will you take this bowl? Kathy's going to do the equivalent of service to a teenager named Hannah. Hannah's going on a mission trip, Lord willing, to Hong Kong and to India this summer with the New America Singers. And Kathy, an older woman, is going to minister to the younger woman by washing her feet. Now, she's not literally going to wash her feet. That'd be pointless. I'm sure that Hannah's feet were showered this morning. But when Jesus got up from the table on the night He was betrayed, when they had shared the supper, Jesus washed His disciples' feet, and He said, if you want to be great in the kingdom, you'll do this for one another. And so this sister is going to assist Hannah. Hannah, where are you? Come on, hon. Hannah's going to sit out in Sparky, out in our reception area. Some people could have come in today and said, what is this doing in here, this electric chair? Well, Sparky is going to be used for special occasions in the future. And today, after these two Christians share the Lord's Supper with us, they're going to go out, and Hannah's going to sit in Sparky with letters that she has written about her mission trip, and she's going to ask everybody to follow her pastor's wife in resourcing her and empowering her to go on this mission trip. So, sisters, why don't you go ahead and take a seat. Bob Knapp, you're my assistant. Run on up here, will you, sir? It's all right to run in the church when the pastor tells you run on up here. Good. These are the religion page articles. I want you to have those available if anybody wants to take a few, okay? All right. Now, what you have here are some elements. Bread, cup. It's the table of the Lord. It's not something man made up. It's something God gave us to do. We call it an ordinance. Like baptism, it's an ordinance of the church. We have authority. The church has the authority to make this meal available to whosoever will come. Jesus said, take and eat. This is my body broken for you. Jesus said, take and drink. This cup is the cup of the new covenant. My blood poured out for you. No matter how many steps you've taken away from the Lord, it's only one step back. If you have never, ever before asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, today can be the day that you can receive Him as your Lord and Savior and share this fellowship meal with other believers in Jesus Christ. We teach it simply in Vacation Bible School, A, B, C. A, admit that you're a sinner. B, believe that Jesus Christ died on a cross like that. He had lived a sinless life and He died on the cross for the purpose of giving you a gift, fellowship with Him and the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit forever and ever. A, admit that you're a sinner. B, believe in Jesus, that He is God's Son, that He died on the cross and that He rose from the dead. And C, confess Him as your Lord and Savior. Don't be ashamed to tell people, I believe in Jesus. I believe that I was a sinner and I asked Jesus to be my Savior and I live for Him now. He's my Lord. He's my Master. I confess Him with my lips. I believe in Him with my heart. I have committed my life to Him. A, B, C. If you'll give your life to Jesus today, He'll light a little light in your heart. And your little light will shine all the days of your life. And He won't want you to hide it. He won't want you to be ashamed of it. He won't want you to misplace it. He'll want you to invest that light, that little light, and it'll shine in a dark world. Today can be the first day of a wonderful lifelong relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to ask Kurt to come with the team. As he's singing this song, I'm going to ask those who I've asked to pray, Joy, Roy, others, Thelma, Ann, if you can come, men and women, come to pray. We're going to sing a song called I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. Bring the lights down. If you need to give your life to Jesus Christ or there's some reason that you feel you're not worthy to share the Lord's Supper, you've been living your life in some unworthy manner, or you just haven't been giving God His due lordship in your life, then I'd encourage you to come at this time and to pray with one of these precious people, and they'll go to the table with you if you give your life to Jesus. Before we sing that song, I'd like you to pray with me over these elements. When the song is finished, we will dismiss quietly. For those of you who need to leave, we'll just ask you to be real quiet because the rest of us will stay in this room and make our way to the front, starting with the seniors. If you're a senior and you think you're one that would like to come up toward the front first, come on, and the leaders that are being asked to go forth can come at the same time as the seniors and light a candle, pray for somebody, pray for yourself, make a commitment. All that teaching I'm going to do is online, but it'll also be available here at the church because I'll be here. We'll make copies for you. It'll be available. We're going to get ready during this week of devotion, 7 days of dedication. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Your deacon is going to stand with this loaf of bread out in the front here. And this deacon is going to serve people at their seat. If there's somebody who can't make their way to the front due to physical limitation, if you would raise your hand, Brother Dave, your brother, your servant, will come and serve you at your seat. I'm going to ask everybody to stand this time. Jesus took the cup. And he prayed. These deacons will be available for you. You come forward, take of the bread, take of the cup, go kneel to pray, go back to your seat, light a candle as the Lord leads you. Let us pray. Father, we just want to thank you so much for your word. Lord, I could spend 7 hours in this room today just going through your word, getting ready for trying to reach Auburn in a way that this city has never been reached. Lord, we just want to be your people in this 21st century. Let the old things pass away. Let all things become new. No matter what has gone on before in this place, I pray that from this hilltop, the light will shine forth, not just be held in this room one day a week, but will go forth from this place even today and spread your light in a dark place. Bless those who will make decisions today. Bless not only the one that makes the decision, but the one who witnesses the decision made as we eat of your body and drink of your blood together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be dismissed or stay.
I have decided to follow Jesus.